Hey guys, I'm Whitney.
And I'm Kylie. Welcome to the Midwest Farm Wives Podcast, where we will be sharing all things motherhood, farming, faith, rural living, and so much more.
So grab your favorite beverage of choice and come hang out with your two farm wife besties. We are so happy you're here with us.
Hello, hello. Welcome back to the Midwest Farm Wives Podcast. We are so happy to be back. We are so happy to have you here. Hi.
Sup?
What's up?
It's been a minute, but it's good to be back.
Yeah, we are deep in real life things. It feels like it's been kind of the quote unquote lull season. And there is no lull season.
Lull season of craziness, though. I feel like my last month has been bonkers.
I have, mine has too. I just looked at my calendar and I purposefully did not schedule a lot for April. And I am stoked knowing that we're going to be balls to the walls busy with farming. But like I purposefully opened my calendar for that exact reason. So it's not like we're not going to be busy. I'm just going to be busy in a different way.
Right. For sure. I know.
Oh my gosh.
It's hitting. It's all going to hit soon. Well, I mean, it's been hitting here. We've been spraying, dry spreading, all the things, but like planters are in the yard and it's about to hit. Seed was delivered yesterday.
I think I was at the office last week or the week before, and we did get a seed delivery as well. Jordan toyed around at the end of March with putting some beans in the ground, but and I think they would have done okay, but we had like a few snow flurries this week. It's been some really wild weather, and I think
everywhere has been wild.
It has been. I think so too. And I just was looking at the calendar, and maybe the end of next week we'll start planting. I am excited to make Jordan dance, do some dancing reels, but we just have a lot going on outside of farming. And that feels like a lot. We should have a lot of balls in the air right now.
I know. I feel that. We got 4-H animals and then Bodhi's wanting to do all these basketball camps. And I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm this mom this summer.
Yes. And also, no.
I know. I know. It's so hard. I'm like a introverted, extroverted mother. Like I want my kids to be involved in things, but once I sign them up, then I instantly regret it because I actually have to go do it.
Right. Cause it's not them going and doing it. It's you taking them to go do it.
Right. And like he had a basketball tournament a couple weeks ago and Bart was busy dry spreading. And so it was me and all four kids went to a basketball tournament. And it's like, okay, adding the fourth kid was a lot.
I couldn't even imagine. I was just complaining to you before we got on here about my son's ball schedule. He's 8. It's like Quarry League ball. And I don't say this lightly. Like I know that everybody has to take their time and there's a bunch of teams. There's nothing against our coach or any, or like the organization, but we have a 6:30 to 8:00 practice. And I know there's farm wives out there listening right now that are thinking I have 6 kids or 4 kids or whatever in things where I'm like, not just juggling one kid's schedule, I'm juggling multiple kids' schedule. But my thought is just like with the weather, how it is right now, and I get to take 3 kids to practice from 6:30 to 8:00. And then on Fridays from 5 to 7.
I'm so glad you just said get to, though. You didn't say I have to. Unless you just accidentally did that.
I think it was just an accidental word vomit of that. I don't say, but in reality, it is a get to, but it is also a have to because like my mom jokes, she goes, well, you could go running during that time. What a great idea, mom. Except for I have other kids.
Yeah. What do I do with them?
Season, and it's not readily available to just drop them off anywhere. Cause we're all so busy. So maybe they'll take some tractor rounds. And honestly, it's right by a park. It will be fine. It just will be.
Seriously. What a lucrative business for like a high school girl in the summer to offer to babysit for mothers that have extra kids and that kind of stuff.
I actually do need to find a babysitter for the summer. Our girl did not. She has something new and exciting this summer. She's like a college kid and she's not coming back home. And I'm very excited for her and also so very sad for our family.
Yeah. I got 2 days lined up. I'm excited. That's what I was just telling Kylie before the thing. One day is for my mowing because I know that'll take me an entire day. And the other day is for my long run days. If you haven't been following us, which I'm sure you are if you're listening to this, but Kylie and I are both going to run a half marathon this year. Mine's not till November, so I have lots of time to get my postpartum body ready.
Right.
When's yours?
Well, mine's in June. I have to run 3 miles today and it's too cold. It's not too cold outside. Let me rephrase. I could run outside, but the way that my grass is whipping in the wind, I think I'll choose to run inside on my treadmill.
Oh my
And
gosh, there's such a difference between running on a treadmill and running outside.
I actually prefer to run outside.
And I'm the opposite.
Interestingly, I used to only be a tread girl.
When I ran my 3 miles the other day outside, I'm like, this wind is really making me resist to run faster. It's kicking my butt. But that's okay.
A hit or miss. We are pretty flat here, just like you guys are. So running outside oftentimes is okay for me, as long as I always pick the hardest at the beginning so that I get to turn away from the wind.
Yeah.
But running on the tread feels like I'm running so much harder and I'm going slower.
Yeah.
But I don't know if there's a correlation there because I don't actually think. I think it's all a mental game, which
Right.
mostly what is what running is. But yeah, I'm gonna run. I ran. The hotel we stayed at in Arkansas, I just spoke at Women in Ag in Arkansas, which was so fantastic and so fun. It was a wonderful event. If you are listening and you're in Arkansas and not in that Women in Ag organization, wow, what an organization they have built. But our hotel didn't have a swimming pool. Okay, I can get behind that. Like swimming pools are a lot of maintenance. Like they
But
didn't have a
still,
gym. They didn't have a gym.
that is wild.
I walked downstairs with my exercise clothes on. I said, "Hey, could you point me to the gym? We don't have one of those, honey." What?
I'm
Is
sorry, huh?
2024. Like, if you don't have a tr one single treadmill, a bike, and a like set of free weights,
So then it just ruined your morning.
I went to the end of the hallway by my mom, by our room. Mom and Rowan were still sleeping, and I just did like a body weight one, which was fine, but
Right.
I really wanted to run to get that done with. And anyways, give me
Whenever
this.
you want to run, it never works.
I'll open it for you.
Yeah. You need
Everybody
to
say
suck your
hi to
dick.
Rowan. Rowan, you want to talk in the microphone and say hello?
Hello.
Hello. Oh, you're like a big boy now.
You've been watching too much Peppa Pig and Bluey. We're getting this like mixture of an Australian,
Oh yeah, that's how Rowdy starts out.
British.
Rowdy,
Hello.
I remember when he first started really talking, he's like, "Can I get a Woda?" We're like, "A what?"
Oh, I have the funniest story about we flew into Little Rock talking about kids saying funny things. And mom and I just keep saying, oh, we'll land in Little Rock. We'll head to, I think it was Hot Springs we were at, et cetera, et cetera. Rowan's sitting there looking out the window and he goes, are we at the Rock yet?
We
So
made
we
it, buddy.
laughed and said, oh, that's so funny. It wasn't 10 minutes later. Rowan looks back up at us and goes, are we at Tiny Rock? So instead of Little Rock, it
Little
was
Rock.
Tiny Rock. And so forever now, Little Rock of Arkansas, the capital of the great state of Arkansas, will now officially be called Tiny
Little
Rock.
Rock. Little Rock is
Tiny
not Tiny
Rock.
Rock.
He
That's
didn't think it
fun.
was as funny as we did, but boy, mom and I just thought that was hilarious.
That's fun. What's new?
Absolutely nothing besides just surviving the month of January, February, March, and April, or March. Those 3 months felt like a lot. And now I'm
It
just so happy
did.
to
I
be in
agree.
April.
I agree with that.
We are gaining on planting season. We have to pump manure also. What else? That's like pumping manure is a high priority just because of the time of year and it has to be dry enough, just like when we plant. And then we have to have it give those fields additional time to dry out because you're basically injecting manure and water and all the things. So then that takes those farms longer. And we just got 2 inches of rain down there over the week, maybe Monday. So that's out for a little bit. It'll just be hit or miss. Like we'll be planting one day and then all of a sudden we'll be pumping for 2 days. And then we need extra people.
Ever-changing schedule.
If you live in Vandalia and you need a job,
Please hit us up.
but we need like the right person. It's not like we just need anybody. We need someone with like a willingness to learn and a decent skill set. I mean, I even think Jordan could teach him, but
It's so hard. Bart's not a good, he's a good teacher. Like for me, he's always good at that. But when we were looking for South Africans, it's like he's like, I don't want to teach someone. I don't want to have to babysit them and like teach them something. I need somebody skilled to come in and just start working.
I
But like
wish.
with our kids and stuff, obviously it's different, but it's just like he doesn't have extra time to be teaching someone. And I'm sure Jordan's the same way. And everyone
I
on the team.
mean, Currently, no. It's one of those things that where we have to take the time to do it, or we are in the same spot forever.
Yeah.
And we just have not hit that low yet, I don't think, of like we're getting close between the work that we're doing for contract work for another company, plus then the farming, plus then the pumping.
It's a lot.
It is. I just told Jordan, I'm like, I'm so proud of you how you're handling all this. And also, this is not sustainable. It is sustainable in terms of like we can keep it up, but like you as a human probably
Can
should,
only
you
do
know,
so many things.
take a break sometimes. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yep.
100%.
So we're just preparing ourselves for planting season, I guess. I don't even know. I haven't been home. I got home last night at like 9 o'clock and my house is a wreck. And I know my agenda today is cleaning and running
Aren't you so excited to do
and therapy. So this is gonna be a great
that?
day.
Just really working on
Maybe I'll
yourself.
just wait till, right. Maybe I'll just wait till after therapy. That way I can like rage clean or something. Not that I think therapy is gonna be bad.
Oh no.
But you never know. You never know what comes up in those conversations.
You never know what's going to unfold.
You have big news on the conversation about scholarships.
Oh yeah. Cultivating Courage opened a scholarship or two. Two $2,500 scholarships for a young woman graduating in May 2024, senior high school.
Any other recommendation or requirements?
So right now, what I'm doing is I'm just having people nominate her. And so then once the nominations come in, I have a panel of three women that does not include me because I didn't think that was fair, that are going to go through the nominations, and then they will get down to 10 applicants. Those 10 applicants will then get to apply, and then those three girls will narrow it down to the two.
Yeah, I
Yeah.
definitely agree. Having a third party feels like.
Well, I'm just like, okay, but for next year, like my niece will be one applying. There's just like people local, and I'm like, that's not fair if I'm on the panel.
Well, yes. I mean, it just it keeps you out of it. It's like, I
Yeah.
want to do this and I don't want to be the one picking.
Yeah. So, yeah.
If you wanted to pick, you would just be like, I want you and I want you, and here's the money, you know,
Yeah.
and
If I wanted to
to
do that,
make
I
it
would just
fair.
say, hey, but it's fun because it's nationwide. So, like seeing some of the
So
different
fun.
states
There was one from
that are
Missouri that
nominating.
nominated. Yeah.
Yep. Lots of
Amazing.
Minnesota. Obviously, lots of Kansas, but
How long do they have to nominate?
till May 1st.
So that is an open invitation now to
Yeah,
go do
go
that.
nominate.
Go nominate, and your nomination matters. Like how you
Yeah.
nominate that girl matters. So don't just put
Honestly,
their name in and
I
expect
want
them
to
to.
somehow highlight the people that have been nominated because the things that people are saying about them is so nice. Because they kind of have to give a brief opinion of why they think they should be nominated.
Like deserve, yeah,
Yeah,
deserving
and
of
it's
them.
so cool to see what people are saying about those girls.
Is it a one-off scholarship with, or is it like recurring for the 4 years, or it's just like a one entry
Just
like freshman year?
just entry,
Trying to
going
think
out
all
into
those
the world.
questions. I was trying to think of all those questions I had when I was applying for 1,000 scholarships when
I
I
know,
was.
and that's what I was telling my friend the other day. I'm like, I remember going through so much work, and this sounds terrible. To only get like $250. And it was so frustrating. And so that's why I was like, I want to do two big ones that like will be a big deal to a girl.
Oh, how our money mindsets have changed.
Right?
That's what I was talking to mom. Also, last night we had a really amazing DJ at our wedding, and I'm planning for the Farm Wives Club event in September. And I'm like, okay, do I need a DJ? Do I need just like my own AV? Can I run? Like, I have all these processing things. I spent $1,200 on my DJ, and I remember feeling like we are bougie AF. Like, we are
And
going
now
out on a
it's
limb,
twice that.
$1,200. Now I'm like, if I can get him all day for 2,400, I am in like Flynn. Like,
Right? Or I remember a photographer, like what we paid for ours at our wedding, and then now it's like, jeez. But the
it
photography is so different now.
is so different. Well, definitely like the switch of the photography, but then like even thinking back then, remembering that you were like, man, I don't know if you were, but you were like, I was just thinking that's a lot for pictures, or that's a lot for a photographer or DJ or
And looking back, I can
catering or.
say anybody getting ready to get married, spend the money on photography and videography. Those are the most memorable things you'll have from your wedding.
I did not. We had a friend do some for free, and it was the freaking worst
Oh,
videography.
same
Photographer, great, but the
us.
videography was
We
horrible.
hired my cousin, who then turned out to be kind of a druggie, so that didn't work out for us. He didn't get us the video for like 2 years, and then it was horrible. literally like nothing good was caught. And I'm like, I so would have paid someone way more to actually get our wedding.
Especially now, like at the time you wouldn't have, cause we didn't, but now I'm
right.
like, ah, oh, I wish. Yeah, I know. I totally agree. I think there's like that. I would have spent less. I loved my dress. I would have spent less on my dress, way less on the flowers.
Same. I would have made the boys not wear tuxedos and wear all that expensive stuff. But that's not what we have in life. We did what we did, what we could do, and that's what matters.
But if you haven't got married yet, think about those things.
Yeah, these are our tips.
Learn from our mistakes. Or our wisdom. Our wisdom. It's not a mistake. It's our wise. Yeah.
It's just the knowledge we have now.
So what we know.
You have your event coming up and your tickets are opening
next Thursday. Week. Yes. Like a early pricing lowest offer. It starts next Thursday. They will be open for, I haven't decided yet. I'm kind of winging this. 7 to 10 days.
Guys,
and then
get
those
early
will shut
pricing.
down.
Who doesn't
yeah
like a
it'll
discount?
Definitely save you. So it'll be an evening event that will be extra. So the main ticket will be for all day Saturday, and then there is an add-on bonding event, like a community building event on Friday night for a couple of hours that will be available to add on to all tickets. So I'm excited, and I also just haven't had the brain space. It's 162 days away, and I basically have to plan an entire wedding. It's fine.
It's actually, it doesn't feel like that far away. Not trying to
when
freak
I
you
say
out.
It like that, I'm like, bleh. That's like harvest, right? We haven't
yeah.
even started planting. And so just as a reminder, seasons are short.
And the
enjoy
dates
them
are
while you're there. September 13th is the Friday, and September 14th is the all-day Saturday event.
I know. I'm trying to logistically make it work.
Dude, I really want it to be September 7th. The weekend before, because it felt like just far enough into school that like routines were established, but not so far into harvest. But the venue was only open this weekend, and it was like my cutoff date. So my hope is that, I mean, I have no idea if I'll do it again next year. Like I have no idea, because I'm just in the infancy of planning
felt this
it.
Yet.
Like if I don't like it, or if it doesn't go well, or whatever. I mean, I don't think it will not go well, but you never know. There's just lots of variables.
I know.
I would like to
it's a
move
weird
it
deal
a week forward. Yeah. And then
you doubt yourself a lot.
Just navigating. Yeah. Even just ticket pricing and what that looks like. And, you know, I'm not trying to walk away rich from this, but I'm also not doing it for free.
Right. And the thing about it is that's what I'm going through. My tickets are open for Cultivate and Courage next year, but everything is so expensive. That's what I was telling Kelly before. Like food is so expensive. I mean, the majority of everybody's ticket is their food every day.
Right.
I mean, and that's like you just said, like, we're not trying to get rich, but we can't do things for free, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's not how you continue to do things.
Well, it's not, yeah. And just your energy, and it's not
Yeah.
sustainable, period. Like it just isn't. And I don't think people expect it to be free from either of us. And if you do think that it's free, or you're hoping that it's free, it's just not the right event. But we were talking even in another friend group saying, if it was free, would you even go to it? Probably not.
You probably
I
wouldn't
don't
get
think
the
I
you
would.
probably wouldn't get the things out of it that you would at something paid.
Exactly. I would be like, oh, it's free. Like, you
yeah.
know, like it's not that money is value of the event, but I'm in my experience in the past, if it's free,
Is it that good?
Am I wrong in saying that? Like,
No.
I just think you're going to get the same
value.
Plus investing in something is so valuable. Like investing in it.
I feel like when you purchase a ticket to something like this, you're committing yourself, and then like you actually do it because it's not free. I mean, if it was free and you had
couldn't make it.
150 tickets claimed, would all 150 people come? No way. It's way easier to
Absolutely
back out of
not.
something free.
Nope, absolutely not. And like, yeah, you're exactly right. The money almost makes you go and pushes you out of your comfort zone. And just like you've seen, and we've both seen in Cultivating Courage, like there is nothing like in-person connection. And so it will be hard. It's hard every year for you to talk about what comes out of Cultivating Courage, because it's unique for every person. It'll be the same thing here. Like I can't tell you while selling tickets what you're going to get out of it. In my experience, going to any retreat or any investment on yourself, you go in for one thing and you come out with that and more.
Right.
Or something totally different, equally
Right.
as beneficial or more beneficial. And so I'm struggling a little bit to just say, and I haven't really dove into it too much, but just the messaging behind it. I'm so excited for it. And I think it's going to be so pivotal in so many women's lives. But also, how do I sell, like, you didn't know that you needed this community?
Right? I know that's the thing. Like, if I could just open Cultivating Courage and people would just come, I hate selling things. I
Let
don't
them
like to
come.
sell. I don't want to
Yeah.
have to sell tickets, but I mean, that's the only way you can attend,
It's,
right?
and it's the only way you can attend. It's the only way you actually do attend. And it's the only way that you can fund the event specifically. Like,
Right.
it makes so sense. But,
Good
and yet
deal.
we're just over here going, well, let's do this and it's fine. And
There's no stress involved
we'll
at all.
figure it out on our way. Yeah.
It'll be good.
Oh, okay. So Thursday, my tickets will go on sale. You said your general admission Cultivating Courage tickets are live. That event is in
Yeah.
February. They, there is room for all of this. There is, it's a February event. It's when it's in the dead of winter
Yep.
and you need to go see other people. Mine
Oh,
is more like a pre-harvest party. It's a single day, not, well, it's a 2 day, but like the other part is optional
right.
add on. It's just like a single, come fill your cup. Even though we hate that. Every time I say that, I'm like, fill up your cup. Let's get effed up. You know that song. Like, and I'm not saying there's not also going to be drinks there, but that's not the intentional overall goal, is not to get like shwasted,
Right.
but just to come and like have fun, do
Let
something for
loose.
yourself, invest in yourself, find community, really pour into yourself before you have to go back and pour into your family for 6, 8, 10, 12 weeks, then the
Seriously,
holidays.
I had a coaching call yesterday and she's just she makes me think about things that I never think about. And she's like, "So you've done a lot of things for other people this year, and you've," and she's like, "It's only April and you have full intentions of like working for your farm and for your family this entire year." And she said, "But what are you going to do for you?" And I was like, "Dang, girl." She said, I am challenging you this year to attend a retreat or an event outside of your own and
You
just
should.
treat yourself." And I'm like, I've never even thought of that.
Absolutely, you should. And you really haven't done that on your before you even started your event. I think you
No.
definitely should. That's on
She's
my,
like, "Have you ever done that?" I'm like, "I've actually literally never went to anything."
that is on my 2025 agenda. Like, I'm pouring into this event. I know that this is going to take a majority of my time, but I've already set my sights on, because I've poured in all the money to all the retreats and I always get something new out of them. But like, 2021 was my last. And that's great. And I've grown so much. And now I'm ready to be like, take my money.
And I want
I don't.
something different.
And I want, like, I just want to dive in as not a coach,
Someone working,
speaker.
yes.
Yes.
That's what she said. She's like, "I want you to sit down this next few weeks. I want you to figure out what you want to attend, though. Does it want to be your business? Does it want to be rest? Does it want to be faith-based?" And I'm just like, "Dang, girl, I have never thought about this."
Oh,
It's
I
always
totally
just
think
been
you
me
should.
hosting it.
No, absolutely not. I think it would, you would not only just get perspective, just be like, not even perspective, like doing sourcing business,
A
get,
new
that's not what I mean,
lens.
but you can, you will get, you will gain that, because no matter what you attend, you'll go, I like that. I didn't like that. I want to add that. I don't want to add that. Like, that's just a
Right.
natural repercussion of that. But even just to give yourself the space, you may find that you do want to continue this area of your life, or not this, or I
Yep.
say area of your life lightly, like life or business. It doesn't,
Right.
it's something, yeah, I definitely think you should
Let's challenge all of you listeners to that too. And
support
it
it.
doesn't have to be Kylie or eyes. Like,
I mean, but
do
we would like to
something,
see you there,
right?
actually. But I
But
mean,
do something for yourself this year.
right. And
How
if you
often
think,
do we put ourselves on the back burner as farm women?
absolutely. And I think both of our events are very fairly priced in terms of you're getting to hear from phenomenal individuals. You're getting
Right.
access to the best, most amazing women in agriculture for an entire day, 2 days. You're getting fed, you're getting drinks, you're getting all of these things. You're getting entertainment. You're getting,
Community.
the community is my number one. If there's anything I feel like I've dove into more, is just building that intentional community. Same for you with Cultivating Courage. And the money is, it's initially feels like a lot. I don't care who you are. Like, you're like, oh my gosh, I'm gonna go spend like, you know, 200 for 300, $500. I, and again, money is such a sticky topic for everyone, but this far
Right.
out from all both of our events, there are manageable ways to
Don't buy a bougie coffee every day.
every week, once a week, you say
And
you're
I
saving
actually, it's
$5
funny
to
that
$10.
you're talking about this. Someone the other day locally was like asking me about my ticket pricing, and she's like, "But you don't have to pay speakers." And I'm like,
I'm
"Yeah,
sorry, what?
every one of those people get paid a pretty good chunk of change to come speak." She's like, "I had
What?
no idea you paid speakers." I'm like, "Yeah, that's the majority of
That's
my
how people
large bills."
come.
Yeah. I mean, again, why would somebody travel all the way to Kansas to speak for free? That's just not logistical.
The food isn't gifted either.
I was actually baffled. I'm like, you really thought that all
Well,
these people came for free?
I do think sometimes in some organizations outside of like people like us specifically,
Right.
some speakers get sponsored maybe, and then maybe
Yeah,
there's
and I know that's a
sponsorships.
thing. And I think that's like when you are dealing with like a Farm Bureau or like your
Farm
Women in
Credit,
Ag,
women in
in
ag, yeah.
Common Ground, some of those things, it's very different. But yeah, when you're just an individual trying to do something, you have to pay for everything.
Y'all just trying to get by.
Just trying to get this by for y'all. Okay.
Okay.
It's my mom's birthday, so I'm going to lunch with
Happy
her.
birthday. And your
Happy
sister, yeah.
birthday, Denise. What?
And your sister's coming too, yeah.
Yep.
Happy birthday, Denise.
Yeah, shout out, mama.
We are going to come back hopefully next week.
Yeah, we're trying to get back on our
Ideally.
schedule.
We'll do some planting tips, pre-planting tips. I know some of you may be in planting. All our Southern Texan friends, you probably are done planting at this point. Jeez. But the rest of us up here in the Midwest and North is.
Maybe our tips will still be tangible, though.
Yeah, I have green grass, and yet it's cold. It's very cold outside.
I still have brown grass, darn it. The wheat's green, though.
I thought
That's
you said the
plus.
weeds. I thought you said the weeds. I'm like, that is usually what happens.
No, there are some dandelions popping up in my yard, though. So if any of you
Those
people that
the
like to eat those want
worst.
to come get them, you can eat them.
Ew. No.
Yeah, people are like cooking dandelions and drinking tea from them
You
right
know
now.
what? That's not for me.
Not for me
It's
either.
not 1884. I don't need to drink dandelion tea.
Me neither.
You know, but I do may have some herbal dandelion tea in my bag or in my
Well, it's
kitchen.
probably from somebody's backyard.
Gosh damn. Look at me saying one thing and doing another. I'm gonna have to check that out. Okay, do you have a quote?
You can get anything you ask for in prayer if you believe.
We're praying for a very normal, safe, happy beginning of April. And that's it.
That's all she wrote.
Later.
See ya. We sure appreciate all of you listening today. You can follow us on Instagram at FarmWifeGuru and at Kylie Epperson underscore.
Be sure to follow or subscribe to Midwest Farm Wives Podcast on your favorite podcast streaming app.
And remember, every day may not be good, but there is some good in each day. Stay grateful, friends.